A group of teachers, parents, and students joined California's two largest teachers' union today to tell their side of a landmark education case. Vergara versus California could dramatically change how teachers are fired and when they get tenure. Brianna Sachs reports.
Reformers that they're using our struggles to advance their corporate agenda.
In a shady corner outside downtown LA's courthouse, a small group of teachers from California's two biggest teachers' unions line up to tell their side of the story. A landmark education case has been playing out in an LA courtroom for the past 2 weeks. Known as Vergara versus California, the case pits nine California public school students against the state's education department. The students say teacher seniority and firing policies prevent them from having a quality education because their new, excited teachers are the first fired when budget cuts come down on public schools. But as California Federation of Teachers President Joshua Petchalt argues, it's way more complicated than that.
The millionaires and corporate interests behind this suit want to wipe out the basic due process rights for dismissing teachers. They are seeking to let go of experienced teachers for no apparent reason.
He's talking about Silicon Valley multimillionaire David Welch, who founded Students Matter and is sponsoring the students' case. The case highlights a deep-rooted division between reformers and teachers' unions. If the students win, five California laws could be drastically changed. Those laws decide how a teacher can be fired and how long they have to teach before they are protected by tenure. Teachers and their unions call the case
bogus. These folks want to see a series of reforms that blow up teacher protections and ultimately make teacher unions weak.
This just seems unbelievable.
That's Christine McLaughlin, one of the teachers accused of being ineffective by a student plaintiff, and she will be giving her testimony next week.
Very shocking to me to have this based on one student's feelings.
Teachers say they are scapegoats and that the reform groups are doing teachers and students an injustice. Manny Rivera from Students Matter staunchly disagrees.
We do believe the evidence has shown that our plaintiffs, as well as similarly situated students across California, are being harmed every day by these statutes that prevent districts and administrators from placing and from hiring and the most effective teachers.
His group says teachers' unions and the state are violating students' constitutional rights to a good education. So bottom line, this case raises tough questions. How do you have a system where teachers are protected from unwarranted dismissal, but let go when they fail? But then, how do you judge a teacher's effectiveness? Should there be tenure? Is this a civil rights issue? A labor rights issue? After listening to a long list of experts, parents, teachers, and administrators, the state superior court has to ultimately decide what it means to put students first. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.